First Corinthians, everybody there? Chapter 12, verse 1. Sorry, you know them. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Amen. We're talking about the gifts of the Spirit, and there, if you got your pen and paper, that you can jot down stuff. There is 9 gifts of the Spirit. It's 9 gifts of the Spirit. That's what they're called, gifts of the Spirit. Amen. And Paul was speaking to him, saying, now concerning spiritual gifts, he's talking about spiritual gifts. Spiritual gifts comes from God. Brethren, I would not have you ignorant. And when you say ignorant, he's not really calling you stupid or anything like that. He's just saying, when you're ignorant of something, that means you have no knowledge. You are unknowledgeable, you are unlearned, and you are uninformed, and you are unenlightened. You have, and we can walk through here and be ignorant. If we don't, the Bible said, be not ignorant of Satan's devices. And we can be ignorant of Satan's devices if we're not prayerful. You can walk into situations and stuff that you don't really have to walk into. But if you're prayerful, God lets you know before you get there. You can just be ignorant. Means to be unlearned. It don't mean you're stupid or nothing. It means you're just unknowledgeable. You don't have no knowledge about a situation. You're unlearned, uninformed, and unenlightened. You just don't know. So that means you should know, because the Lord said, be not ignorant of Satan's devices. God tells us not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. So we are, all of us, sometimes he catches us all. It said, I would not have you to be ignorant. So Paul is getting ready to explain to us about the gifts of the Spirit, so people won't be ignorant of it. You have no knowledge. You don't know what things are, and don't understand the word, don't know what things are. We can be ignorant of it. It says, ye know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Verse 3, wherefore I give unto you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. It's self-explanatory. We say, wherefore I give unto you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse. If you say you baptized in Jesus' name, you have the Holy Ghost, you're not going to speak against God. No man can say that they're speaking by the Spirit of God and then turn around and call Jesus a curse. So that's self-explanatory. And it said, no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. You can't say Jesus is Lord. He's not Lord of your life. He's not Lord of nothing but by the Holy Ghost. When you have the Holy Ghost, you're going to call him Lord. You don't, you know, you're none of his. You're not going to call him Lord. Other things are going to be your Lord. Amen. It said, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. In other words, he's still talking about the gifts. Gary talked about this. Is there's the diversity means there's different types. There's variety of gifts. It said different types of gifts. It's not this one gift. It said there are diversity of gifts, but it's run by the same Spirit. When it's of God, it's going to be run by the same Spirit. And there are differences of differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There's different types of governments, managements, ministries, leaderships, but it's governed by the Spirit of God. That's what we're talking here about, the gifts of Spirit. Verse 6, and it said, there are diversity of operations, but it's the same God which working it all. And we know that there's one person. God may use one person one way, may use another person another way, and use another person another way, but it's all by the Spirit of God. Because God work with us and use us according to our several ability. God's not going to put somebody else's ability on you. You might have ability to do this, and you might have, some people are multitask. They can function in many things. Some people can just do one thing. So, and some people may be low key. Some people may be speak up and speak out. So it doesn't matter what form that you are, as long as the Spirit is guiding. You're not going to be, you can't be me and I can't be you. God's going to use you according to your several ability and function. So everybody is a winner in their own callings. They can't put on somebody else's calling to stay in their own calling, because they will function best in their own calling. So it says, their diversity of operations, but the same God which working in all. God said it might be different ways it's manifested or function, but it's me working behind all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. God's saying in so many words, as long as I'm in it, you're going to profit. And it's going to be beneficial. You're going to be a blessing. You're going to be a help. You're going to be usable. It's profitable for you as long as my Spirit is enhancing it. Amen? All right. Verse 8 says, for to one is given the Spirit. Now, we already talk about the gifts now. He just broke this down to explain to you what he was going to talk about the gifts, but we get ready to call out the gifts now. So you can underline them. I have them underlined in my Bible. You don't have to. If you want to, you can. So you always know. Then nobody tell you indifferent. There are 9 gifts of the Spirit. It says, to one by the Spirit is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. You know, even Solomon, he had that gift of wisdom. To be able to know the difference when the people bought him the babies and want to say, my baby died overnight, and, you know, the lady was really lying and everything. And so the wisdom come here, let's slice the baby in half and see who baby it is. But the real mother said, don't do that. Amen. And that let him know that the baby really belonged to the real mother. That was wisdom. God get you situations, show you how to work with situations, being wise. If you tune into the Lord, he will show you how to do things. You know, somebody else might don't know which way to go, and God give you a word of wisdom. Amen. Word of wisdom. Sometimes you can look at the gifts of the Spirit, and you can see, you can look at them, and you can kind of just go over your mind, what area do he be using me in a lot? You just look at yourself. Sometimes you might see yourself functioning in. Some people function in almost in all of them. It's good to have all of them working in your life because you'll need them one time or the other. Some people have things that stand out more than others. Some people function with all of them. Word of wisdom. It's being wise. A word of wisdom. Wisdom means understanding, insight. That means you have good perception. You have good comprehension. You can see things afar off. You pick up stuff. You perceive things. You're wise. You don't just walk into any old thing. You're alert. You're wise. You can see trouble far off, or you can see this and that and the other, and you're talk to the Lord about which way I go. Some people just go bump head, run into everything. Because they're not wise. Wisdom. Okay. And it says, and to another, the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is similar like wisdom. It's understanding and comprehension and awareness and realization. Amen. We all can use. Sometimes my brain can be so fogged, and we can be so caught up into things that we don't manifest good comprehension. We don't comprehend too well. Comprehension and understanding and awareness. Amen. God will make you a smart woman, a smart man. If you pray enough, he'll let you be able to comprehend stuff, not let stuff get right up on you and blow you away. See another one. Say getting by with another knowledge and the same Spirit. And another is a faith. Another's faith by the same Spirit. All these are governed by the Spirit of God. The Spirit. Some people can believe God for anything, for everything. They just have that gift of faith working in their life. They never speak doubt. They never talk negative. They always positive most of the time. That's faith working in their life. Because they're calling those things are not as though they are. Some people have that gift, the gift of faith. It's a blessing to have the gift of faith. It's a blessing to have any of these gifts. But the gift of faith, amen. You don't, when things happen, you don't say the worst thing. You don't think the worst thing. You think God will and God can. The faith will just see you on through your situation. And we really need that. Another, a faith. Faith is nothing but trust and belief and confidence in God, not yourself. It's trust, believe, and confidence in God, not yourself. It's another by faith, and it's by the Spirit of God too, faith. And another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Amen. I believe the gift of faith and healing can kind of go together, because if you believe God, then you're going to believe him, amen, for your healing, and you're able to believe him for somebody else's healing. And the Bible says in James 5, and I believe chapter 5, I think verse 15 says, you should lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Healing means to make well again, to restore health. Healing. Some people have that gift where they lay hands upon the sick and the sick recover. God used them that way all the time. Some people have this. A lot of people go around here saying they have this and have that, but some people don't have nothing. What they say, you actually will see the fruit of what they have, not what they say. You actually will see it manifest. Amen. If you have a gift of healing in your hands, God uses you, and you pray for people, they get healed, and everything that God is, you know, healed, that's a gift. You know, if you speak to mountains and they be removed, you talking positive, you talking faith, and you see things happening, and you see that regular happening in your life, that's a gift of faith. These things you see on the constant, they stick out. It's just, you never know. That might be some of the gifts God put in your life. Wisdom to know the difference. Wisdom, understanding, insight. And you working out situations, and it's wisdom all the time. That's a gift. Knowledge kind of go along with that wisdom, knowing how. Because these are the gifts. So far, we have named wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing. And it says another, the working of miracles, which we rarely see. Not saying that God doesn't do it, but we rarely see. But we know that a miracle is something supernatural. It's a wonder. It's a phenomenon not explained by the laws of nature, unknown by the laws of nature, but it's the act of God. That's what miracle is. A miracle. Amen. It's supernatural. And another, prophecy. These are still some of the gift, prophecy. There's a lot of people going here saying the Lord said this, the Lord said that, and don't see no manifestation of what nothing that they saying. A prophecy is something that God divine, is God gives it a person divine inspiration to speak, thus say the Lord, a prediction speaking the future events, and it come to pass. Not somebody speaking something and don't come to pass. They speaking something and it come to pass. That God is divinely inspired them to say prophecy, speaking the future, speaking. And another one is discerning of spirits. And we all need that, because that's to keep you in a safety zone to discern, to be able to discern means to have insight or understanding, to perceive. That's another, comprehension, and you have clarity to understand something, amen, that might be even camouflaged that nobody else can see, but you can see through that. You can see past that through that. That means you have good discernment. A lot of people don't have that. They just do anything. They just walk into any situation. But a person that is operating in discernment, not saying that you got people walking around here saying, I got the gift of discerning. You don't have to call, say nothing to nobody. You just know some things, you just feel and you know. And it's good to be able to feel things and know things, because that'll keep you in a safety from harm. Being able to have insight and understanding, to perceive, good understanding, and have good judgment. Amen. You're not a person maybe just being critical of people, this false judgment, but you actually can see things down the road and you have good discernment. You're alert. You have good discernment. And so that's a blessing. And everybody needs discernment, because you get messed up out here without discerning. It's like, it's say if a car was coming down the street, you didn't even see the car, but you just feel something going, something ain't right, or something, you just sense something. My examples might not be the best, but you have something like something going on. But this is to walk into situations all the time, not knowing anything. Then we say the devil did this and that and another. We have not prayed enough to get for God to shine some light and let us see stuff down the road before it happens. Insight, understanding to perceive, good understanding and good judgment. That's what discerning. To being able to discern in the right way, not discerning something that you just made up or thought up, that you have good discernment. Somebody has good judgment and discernment, they don't have to almost say anything. They just know. And they'll keep themselves out of harm's way. Some things that they'll discern, this is not where the way I should go. This is not where I should go. This is not what I should do. They don't walk into stuff. They have wisdom. They're using wisdom. Amen. And it says, so those that we done named a lot of them, almost done of naming the gifts of the Spirit. And to another, diverse types of tongues. And that's not speaking in other tongues as the Spirit of God get out. It's not the sign. It's not the same tongue when the Bible says speaking in other tongues. We speaking in other tongues as the Holy Ghost, being filled with the Holy Ghost. But this is a diverse type. This type of tongue is a gift of tongues. Diverse means it's a different tongues, and it's a gifts of tongues. It's you know, you're speaking in the gift tongues, and it has interpretation behind it. I'm going to jump up sure ahead of myself because that's the next one, the interpretation of tongue. It has a message behind it. The diverse type of tongue has a message behind it. Yeah. So this is diverse type of tongue. That means different types of tongues, and to another, interpretation of tongues. Diverse tongues are different and types of tongues, and then the interpretation is a understanding of what's been said, explanation, and clarification, and definition, making known what has actually been said. So these gifts of the Spirit, you don't hear probably a lot of people talking about them. Some people don't believe in them. Some people shun them. A lot of time when people shun stuff and don't get with stuff and don't believe stuff, that's because they have no knowledge of it. So they just shut it all out. You got some pastors and stuff. If they don't believe in healing, they don't believe in gifts, they don't function in that, they don't operate it in that, because they don't believe. You can't operate or do something you don't believe. They don't believe it. Some of them don't understand it, for one thing, and some of them just don't want to be bothered with it. Because even in Paul's day, he had to set the church straight because they was abusing the gifts. They was just doing some of everything. And they just making a mess out of it. So you do have to be careful. Amen. Somebody's teaching you on the gifts of the Spirit. Somebody's been using it in those areas. Amen. You have to really know that they're sent of God as God. So it will be a bunch of confusion, because there was confusion back then, and Paul had to straighten it out. So a lot of time people, they read that scripture, it's like, we just don't want that in our church because there's too much confusion. They'll go by what happened in Paul's day, and then sometimes people don't understand it, and you know, they don't want it, so they pick that part of the Bible out. But really, those gifts of the Spirit are very very important to have in the church. They're very important to have in your life. Even they can be used not only in the church, they can be used in your home. The gift of wisdom, knowledge, you lose something, you don't know where it is, that's the gift of, you know, knowledge. The Lord's showing you it's over here, or he'll lead you over there, or you might have a situation that you need worked out on your job and or wherever, and then just like word of wisdom, and you might, you know, need to pray for somebody healing, you know, God might give you something to speak, thus said the Lord to somebody. And discern, you eat all these gifts and stuff, they don't function just in the church, but this is there, you know, they can function in different areas in your life. And I believe that we're just about wrapped up and done. Man, talking about the gifts, the gift of the Spirit. Amen. They're very important to have in your life. Amen. So,